Hi, my name is Vaughn Davis, and I'm going to be talking about friendship and the kind of friends you want to be hanging out with and the kind of friends you should not be hanging out with. And the verse I'm going to base this off of is Proverbs 13:20, and it says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." And I'm first going to be talking about the kind of friends you don't want to be hanging out with. And what if friends you don't want to be hanging out with friends who like to argue? Because if you hung out with friends who like to argue, you would probably get in a lot of fights, and that would not be a healthy friendship if you got in fights all the time. Next, you don't want to hang out with friends who gossip. Just imagine if your friend told someone else that wasn't true, or something that you did not want them to tell, you would probably not like that person so much, and that also would not be such a healthy friendship. Next, you should not hang out with friends who can't control their temper. And I'm not the only one who says it. God says it in Proverbs 22, verse 24 and 25. And it says, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare." And it is so true, because at the end of verse 25, you will learn his ways and get tangled up. And it applies to Proverbs 13:20. Says, "The companion of fools will suffer harm," and you will suffer harm if you hang out with friends who can't control their temper. And now, I'm going to be talking about the friends you want to be hanging out with. You want to hang out with friends who encourage you spiritually. And 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you were doing." That is, if your friends do not encourage you, you may feel kind of like they're not there for you. But if they are, doesn't it feel nice to have someone there for you? Mm-hmm. Now, you should be around friends who support you emotionally. And Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." And that is very comforting. A friend loves at all times, that's a friend you want. You want a friend that will be there for you no matter what. And all the things I just talked about, you can't just get. You have to be a good friend to have a good friend. Sorry, I'm gonna find my place. And your friend should bring out the good in you, not the worst. Also, to be a good friend, do what the Bible says. Speak kind words, because Proverbs 15:26 says, "Gracious words are pure in God's sight." Also, just greet them with a simple smile, because a simple smile can light up someone's day. And last but not least, the Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus." He is the best friend you will ever have. I am thankful for every earthly friend I have, but I know that I'll have no dearer friend than Jesus. And as I end, me and my mom found a poem on friendship that I would like to read, because more than anything, Jesus wants to be your friend. And the poem is called Friendship. "We all need a friend who is there at the end, and there's only one person on the end. He took all our sin when he died in our place, and we wait for a second unveiling. His knowledge is vast, for he knows all our past, every thought and the words we have spoken. He loves us so much, and his nature is such that his promise can never be broken. He only can save from the fear of the grave, for he has conquered the peril that holds us. His word is the seal which his spirit makes real, and his consistent protection upholds us. If therefore you deem that his claims are supreme, and his love for your soul is the clearest, then call on his name, just as I did the same, and you'll find he's the friend that is dearest." Thank you. Amen.
Chavis, and I will be preaching today about being bold for Christ. So So this goes back to about 2 years ago. I was at school and I had seen other kids get bullied and made fun of for being vocal about Christ. So this made me very shy and nervous to tell other people about Christ. And during the same time, we had just started attending Fort Kingdom Baptist Church and going to youth group at Corbin and Lisa's. During this time, the Lord really started convicting me, and I had this tug on my heart to go to see Pastor Anthony and get some prayer during the benediction. But for the longest time, I was too nervous and was scared of what other people would think of me if I got up. So I told my dad my struggles, and he told me to be bold. So the next Sunday, I got up and went to receive prayer. Pastor Anthony prayed for me. He encouraged me to be bold for Christ. It was the week before New Year's Eve, and that night at youth group, we picked a word to live by, and I picked boldness. So that night, Pastor Anthony encouraged me to read the book of Philippians, and the next day, I ran across this verse, Philippians 1:14, and most of my brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the words of God without fear. And what that means to me is that the Christians that surround you can help encourage you, and you can learn from their example. So this really inspired me. And over the next couple of days, I looked up some similar verses, and I found Proverbs 28:1. And it says, the wicked flee when no one pursues them, for the righteous are bold as lions. And how I interpret that is that the non-believers, the false prophets, will flee and run at the first sign of danger. But true Christians will stand up for what they believe in the matter of the cross. This set me on fire for Christ. For the first time, I really felt bold for Christ and saw the difference in my day-to-day encounters with different people. Yes, people picked on me, made fun of me, but this only made me more eager to reach those people and to show them the love and light of Christ. In this, I gained a very valuable friend, Captain Adam Lazar. He was a real mentor to me, and he really took me under his wing and encouraged me in any situation I had. One of my biggest victories came in September of 2021, when Cadet Vutran accepted Christ as his victory. I mean, Christ as a Savior, and he got baptized. In all of this, I see the need to be bold for Christ, no matter the cost or what people say or think about you. We should be as bold as lions for Christ to the very end.
Pastor Anthony, you can come down for the invitation. But as we wrap up and we close, that think about what we've heard from the Word of God today. Ask yourself, am I the friend that I need to be? Or do I have friends in my life that maybe shouldn't be there? Or ask yourself, am I bold for Christ like we heard from the book of Philippians? Am I the one that's boldly proclaiming the Word of God like we read about the Philippians? Or do I need to be more bold? Ask yourself those questions. Reflect. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you as we're led in the closing hymn. Ask yourself those questions. And then, like I said, I'll be down here for the invitation. Pastor Anthony will be down here. If you need to come and pray, we would love to pray with you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Clore, and I'm honored to be the pastor here at Fork Union Baptist Church. I hope you were blessed by the message today, and I want to encourage you with this. God is always willing and always waiting, and always wants to do great things in our lives when we simply read the Bible and hear biblical preaching and teaching. But we must allow what we hear to be applied to our lives. So if you feel God tugging at your heart or speaking to you today, I want to encourage you to stop whatever you're doing right now and respond to Him personally. And if you would like to let us know what God is doing in your life through this podcast ministry, we would be so blessed if you would reach out to us by email at churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. Again, that's churchoffice@forkunionbaptist.org. You can also try us at our office at 434-842-3390. Again, thank you for listening, and we hope that someday you will join us in person. We meet each Sunday at 11 a.m. Take care, and God bless.